I think the sport that's on everybody's mind right now is golf. Don't you agree?
Yeah.
Like, I get the college football playoff deserves a little bit of time, but...
NFL playoffs coming up.
Kind of old hat. I'm going to be honest. If we could cut football back a little bit and get a little bit more winter golf, be all for it. So we wanted to speak to a special friend of ours before the year ended, so there were no tournaments happening on the tour. What better way to start the new year than speaking to the great Greg Rosengarten, twin brother of our very own Craig Rosengarten. Good morning, Greg.
TJ Rigginser, Justin Milfiemaker. Pleasure to speak to you, boys. Sorry lately my schedule's gotten kind of busy.
Oh, don't worry about it, Greg. We love to have you on, but I didn't think there's been any golf tournaments recently, has there?
Yeah, you're erect, Monty, very erect. There were no tournaments happening. The Masters are the first golf major that we're having on the calendar this year, but I'm still a dizzy man, very dizzy man out there trying to work.
I think there's the laugh. I think he means busy.
It's a ditty man.
I don't know what he said.
I'm not a ditty man.
No, we definitely don't want to accuse you of that. Well, if there's no tournaments until the Masters, at least majors, what are you working on, Greg?
Well, part of my job as editor and proofreader at Flashy Golfer Magazine is I have to play courses for new pass book. Take me all over the country, not just the DFW area. I also get golf courses out of state I go to. And since I was already graveling for Christmas, visiting with Greg and my Mima Rose Rosengarten down in Florida, I went to a local course here, kind of an unknown course. It's called Mara Iago Minora Lego. Minora Lego is the sound?
Never heard of a Marina Lego.
He's not talking about...
I think he's talking about Mar-a-Lago.
Yeah.
Yeah, Mara Lego is one. Not many people know this, but it's the president's favorite golf course. And as a matter of fact, I have a fun little story if you guys want me to tell it right here.
Yeah, please do.
Well, I was on the course at Marinara Lager, and things were going well. I was 4 over par, just teed off on hole 9 when I hit my ball straight into a bunker.
Oh.
And that's when I found myself surrounded by a couple of armed shoulders who came right up to me.
Well, hold on a sec, Greg. You said like a bunker. Do you mean like a military bunker?
Yeah, that's exactly what I mean.
Okay.
Several Secret Service men came up to me dressed in their military clothes.
Uniforms.
You went to cop. Yeah. They're wearing their military unicorns.
And uniform.
Man walked. Yeah, that's what I said. That's what I said.
I know.
They're wearing their military unicorns, and the serviceman walks up to me. He asks if I should be there. Gus misunderstood him because I just told him he could play through, and he got real angry. So I excused myself out of the situation by asking if I could use the restroom. So I'm on my way to go nurse the forewood in the bathroom when I took a wrong turn, and I'm standing in the middle of a command centaur, and you'll never guess who walked into that DC at Mar-a-Lago.
I think he means the president, but I'm seriously doubting it.
So
no way.
Lost.
I got the opportunity and honor of meeting President Donald J. Trump.
Wow.
And believe it or not, right beside him was another resident, President Valenstreet.
Huh?
Is that his name?
Valenstreet. Are you trying to say Zelensky?
Yes. That's exactly what I was trying to say. That's what he said his name was. It was hard to understand him. He sounded like a total Prigozhin, if you ask me. You guys ever speak to a guy you really can't understand anything he's saying?
Yeah, pretty much daily. Yeah.
Well, I don't know if you follow the world news like I do, but he's the breeder of a country called Ukraine. Turns out Val Halinsky was in town for peace negotiations. And long story short, they wanted my advice on how to end the war. Ukraine was invaded by Russia, and so I'm in a panic. Gosh. So I rely on my golf training. And so I told them what I always tell people when I give advice, just play it through. Just go ahead and play it through. Just let it go.
We're visiting with Greg Rosengarten, twin of our very own Craig Rosengarten here. Is he saying he was a negotiator in the peace talks between Russia, Ukraine?
And he suggested for them to just play it through.
Yeah, that's great, Monty and DJ. I turned into a pumpkin, though. I told Mr. President, you don't want the anus on you for this war.
No.
They might like what I said, because if you buy our Flaccid Golfer passbook, we negotiated one trip to the front lines of Ukraine to tee off at their most exclusive golf course. They call it Chernobyl.
Okay, I think he means Chernobyl, and I can't believe they turned that into a golf course, Greg.
They sure did.
No.
The price of admission and the extra testicles.
That is a nice little bonus, but Greg, we're going to have to let you go. I don't believe anything you've just told us.
Yeah, all lies.
Right, it's all 100% true. Thank you, boys, for having me on again. Go golf!
Wow. I'll be honest with you, DJ. I got about 38% of what he just said.
It was probably a poor choice having a golf expert on the morning after the college football playoff and 2 days before the Cowboys season finale.
It does seem like, though, the inability to form a coherent thought runs in the Rosengarten family.
But now we know why peace talks have stalled in Ukraine. You've got Greg Rosengarten negotiating things.
Can't understand anything he's saying.
No, we should have ran the economic collapse in Iran by him, but maybe next time. All right, there is our dear friend Greg Rosengarten here on The Ticket.